After months of recovery from an accident, Donna Chhodra was excited to venture on her first small trip doing something she loved, spending a day at the casino. Chhodra, 79, was among the seniors on a minibus from western Manitoba traveling to the Sandhills Casino on June 15 when it went into the path of a semi-trailer truck on the Trans-Canada Highway near the town of Carberry. 16 of the seniors, who were from Dauphin and the surrounding area, died in the crash, while 9 others on the bus remain in hospital, including 4 in critical care. Chhodra's family gathered for a private service in Dauphin on Monday morning, which was also live-streamed for the public, as funerals start for those who were killed in the fiery crash. Courtney Pretula stood next to an enlarged photo of Chhodra as she shared stories about her compassionate but tough Baba, or grandmother, during the reading of a eulogy. A light brown closed casket sat in the center of the room. It was flanked by bouquets of yellow, white, orange and purple flowers. At the end of last summer, Chhodra was hit by a truck while walking in Dauphin, said Pretula. Chhodra was determined and strong to overcome all of the challenges that came when healing from this accident. Weeks before her death, Chhodra was proudly walking around a grocery store. Baba was proud and driven to gain some independence, recalled Pretula. She proved to us that when things get hard, to keep focused on what is important, which is family. RCMP released the names of those who were killed last week during a news conference. The people on the bus were beloved grandparents, mothers, fathers and siblings. The community held a memorial service the same evening during which 18 candles were lit, 16 for those who died, 1 for the injured still in hospital and another for first responders who helped at the crash scene. At Chhodra's private service Monday, a video display showed family photos accompanied by music from country singer Alan Jackson and Irish singer Daniel O'Donnell, as well as rendition of Amazing Grace. The mother of 4 was born in Grandview, Man, west of Dauphin, in 1943. She married her husband Paul in 1959. They were each other's safety, soulmates and support. Together they farmed and raised a family, said Pretula. One of the couple's greatest joys was being grandparents, and playing host to dancing and singing shows in their living room. After Chhodra's husband died in 1995, she sold the farm and moved to Dauphin to be closer to her children and grandchildren. Chhodra loved to garden, cook and care for others. She also spent time traveling to Alaska, Niagara Falls and Alberta. She met her partner John in 2000 and they continued a tradition of traveling before he died in 2017. Pretula said as Chhodra's health declined in recent years, she passed on gardening tips from planting to maintaining the garden all year and then harvest. In 2021, Chhodra moved to a retirement home where she always had a full candy bowl, a listening ear and appreciated all phone calls and visitors. She had the best sense of humor, and although blunt, I think that's what we most appreciated about her, said Pretula. Pretula thanked the first responders who supported the family during their difficult time. She ended the service by asking family to cherish the memories they made with Chhodra. We will navigate this together. This report by the Canadian Press was first published June 26, 2023. Brittany Hobson, The Canadian Press.